What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently there's some major shakeups going on over at the White House because the director of the United States Secret Service, Randolph Tex Alice, is being removed from his position. This was announced on CNN. Now, 2 weeks ago, there'd been some talk about there was going to be a transition in leadership, and he was asked to stay on until there was a replacement. But apparently, it was just announced today, and Secret Service officials have been caught by surprise. Now, we're talking about the entire Secret Service, not just the protective detail. Most people, when they hear Secret Service, they think about the bodyguards around the President of the United States. Secret Service is also involved in the detection of counterfeiting. And it's a much bigger operation than just the protective detail. So apparently, Trump has picked James M. Murray, a career Secret Service official, to replace Alice. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Jeff in St. Paul, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I worked later today because of all the NCAA people, and I was listening on my iPad, and when I was getting close to home, it crashed, and then I went upstairs to my apartment, and I listened on my old iPhone, and it's crashed 10 times, sometimes less than 30 seconds after it starts up.
Well, Spectrum, unfortunately, once again, is having problems today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's cool. Other than that, how are you feeling? The weekend good for you?
Well, the weekend was good. You know, I'm dealing with a bug. You know, I'm hopefully by the end of the week I'll be fine.
All right, I'll listen. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to do that. Okay, I have to do some tech stuff here a little bit. And here we are. Okay, so we're talking about immigration. And illegal immigration levels may reach 500,000 over the next 3 months. So, illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border could more than double from current rates in the next 3 months alone, as President Trump postpones action on the issue for a year. Thursday, Trump backed away from previous threats he would shut down the border, now giving Mexico a year to clamp down on illegal immigration and drug trafficking before he takes any action against the country. Once again, he's showing how weak he is. Tucker Carlson actually came out with an interesting observation the other day on his show. He's speculating that Trump is actually tired of being president. And he doesn't want to just resign. So his elegant way out is to just lose in 2020. And Tucker Carlson made the point that Trump is alienating his base that put him into office back in 2016. We certainly know he's ignored the independent media that helped him, turned his back on him. He's, you know, dropped the ball on vaccine safety, dropped the ball on election integrity. Now he's dropping the ball on immigration. Tucker Carlson may have something there. You know, that Trump got to be the president. He got to play golf. He got to, you know, be in the White House. Okay. Thank you very much. Getting on back to the world situation, as you know, Brexit is still way, way up in the air. Theresa May is asking for yet another extension. The British people are getting restive. Spain has come on out, basically throwing a monkey wrench into the works by imposing all kinds of very hard conditions on any more delays to Brexit. So it's, well, Theresa, all I can say is you wanted the job. Now, there is actually a government minister who's responsible for no-deal planning at the Brexit Department. Chris Heaton-Harris, Member of Parliament, was Parliamentary Undersecretary of State at the Department for exiting the European Union until he resigned on April 3rd in response to Theresa May announcing she would request a second Brexit delay. but he did make the point of saying that Britain is officially ready for a no-deal Brexit. And it's just they're dragging the heels. Now, the EU just doesn't want this at all. Story coming out of Breitbart. The European Union is now launching its own online fact checker to fight Europhobics. And it's out there to combat the spread of so-called fake news ahead of May's European elections. Everybody's trying to censor the internet now. Censor social media. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The thing is, who uses those fact-checking systems? I mean, if somebody's going to a Europhile fact-checking system, they're already in favor of the EU and Remain. I think most of these things are probably going to turn out to be a rather large waste of money, except, of course, for the ones that are forced on you through browsers. Getting on back to that bribery scandal, the admissions bribery scandal, apparently the first student who benefited from that has now been removed. Stanford has rescinded the admission of a female student whose application was submitted with falsified sailing credentials. Apparently Stanford likes people who can handle a boat, and she's now going to have to go to some other school here. All right, story out of Investment Watch Blog. How does Twitter get rid of conservative tweets? Well, they've been partnering with all of these various ultra-left-wing organizations, but that may be changing because, as you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center got hit with a number of scandals. Morris Dees had to step down. Their other officials have been fired for unspecified conduct reasons. Some of the people in the SPLC have gone public saying that they've got huge amounts of money and that it's a very unhealthy working environment in there. So as of now, Twitter has severed relations with them. Twitter is now saying the SPLC is not a member of Twitter's Trust and Safety Council. So that's how we can go after some of these left-wing censors. We scandalize them. We discredit them. We make it an embarrassment for social media to be involved with them. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting some. First of all, we understand that the stream from RBN is working just fine. It's on a system called Verto. But I am getting emails saying that the YouTube streams are failing. Now, interestingly enough, from here, the YouTube stream is flowing smoothly. But again, Spectrum just has outages all over the country. And it's another reminder that our country is sinking into third world disrepair. Over in Great Britain, they want to levy huge fines on websites that refuse to remove disinformation and fake news, with obviously the British government getting to decide what is disinformation and fake news. So the days of the free and open internet, at least for now, appear to be over. Maybe it's time to start hanging out on the dark net. See if there's a social media service on the dark net that's free from all this kind of stuff. All right. We had a caller about this earlier in the show, about this pro-life movie, Unplanned. And it dominates the box office in the theaters where it's playing. It had a huge win despite a controversial R rating, which means you can't, in fact, take your teenagers to it, a media blackout, and Twitter persecution that does not seem to end. So, See, I'm an old-fashioned American. I say, let people look at the movie, and if they agree with it, fine, and if they don't agree with it, fine. Please do not decide to make decisions and choices on my behalf, because that is not freedom. That is dictatorship and tyranny. Now, getting on back to abortions, you're going to love this one. Stacey Abrams, who still won't concede her gubernatorial election, was screaming about this new bill called House Bill 481, which wants to reduce the window of abortions in Georgia from 20 weeks to 6 weeks. And it's one of these new heartbeat bills that if you can detect a heartbeat, the baby cannot be aborted. And Stacey Abrams, in reference to all of these Hollywood stars who are saying, by golly, they're going to boycott Georgia's film industry if this bill gets passed. Stacey Abrams is out there saying, you know, it's a call to action. I do not support a boycott of our state, and saying that protecting babies from being aborted is bad for business. So, over in Ohio, they're considering approving constitutional carry. That would be a good thing. Over in Ethiopia, investigators are demanding a review of the Boeing 737 MAX flight control system. And apparently the full report has been released. Boeing is coming on out with the usual polite things. We want to reiterate our deepest sympathies with the family and loved ones of those who lost their lives in the accident. And again, it looks like exactly the same problem took down the Ethiopian flight and the Lion Air flight. And Boeing stock, of course, is way down. Sales are being canceled for the 737 MAX already. This is probably not going to bode well for the 777X. And as if that were not bad enough, apparently over in China, multiple Boeing 787s had to be grounded after this GPS rollover glitch. You remember the Y2K scare that went nowhere? That because calendar chips and computers were hardwired with that first 19, that when the millennium happened, everything would skip back 100 years. And it turned out, no, it really didn't. Well, apparently, on GPS devices, for some reason, there is a 20-year, I guess, count on the weeks. And there's a rollover from week 1024 to week 1. And apparently it affects a lot of GPS systems like a Garmin or a TomTom. And they're concerned because the GPS system in the Boeing 787 may also have this, and they've been grounded. So, anyway, the glitch was only expected to affect older GPS systems or ones that had not been updated. So, apparently, 787s in other parts of the world are doing just fine, but the 787s in China had not been updated, and that's why they had the problem. All righty. Over in Brunei, you're going to love this one. The British military has been called on to strip the Sultan of Brunei of honorary appointments awarded to him by Queen Elizabeth as a backlash against Brunei's new anti-LGBT laws. And so the Royal Navy and the Royal Air Force are under pressure to rescind these honorary military titles bestowed on the Sultan. And apparently, this was triggered last Wednesday when Brunei introduced death by stoning as a punishment for homosexuality after Sultan Hassanal Bolkiah made several reforms to the country's penal code, which is based on Islamic Sharia law. All righty. Over in Great Britain, there is one and only one National Health Service transgender clinic. Five workers have quit and blown the whistle, saying that children as young as three are being sent through this gender reassignment treatment. I'm sorry, if they're 3 year old, they don't know what gender they are. They have no idea what's being done to them. I'm sure mommy and daddy have told them they're a boy or a girl. And then somebody gets a hold of them, somebody at school or somebody at the clinic saying, oh, you're not really a boy or a girl. You can be whatever you want to be, and we'll just chop you up and make you into what you want to be. But these clinicians from the Gender Identity Development Center clinic based in London and Leeds left over concerns children were being incorrectly diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Well, one reason may be that if the children are just sent home, there's no money. If they are sent through the hormone treatments and the surgery, there's money. Specialists are worried some of the youngsters were being referred and pressured into having gender trade treatment after suffering homophobic bullying. Just a mess here. Oh, and you're going to love this one. This is over in Illinois. Apparently, there was a situation where a student allegedly wrote a note in the bathroom, in a bathroom stall, threatening a school shooting. Now, first of all, I hate to see such behavior be normalized. And I hope that they would take some kind of strict disciplinary action with this student who wrote the note, if they know who he is. But apparently, this school's administration's answer to this crisis was to remove all the doors from all the bathroom stalls, which means when you're in there doing what you're doing, people can look in and see what it is that you're doing. And apparently, girls are now bringing blankets from home to preserve their modesty and privacy. I think that is definitely over the top here. Alrighty. This one is kind of weird. We all know Charlie Brown. We all grew up with Charlie Brown, just had a great deal of charm. We all got his books. We waited for the Sunday comics to read the latest Charlie Brown. We saw the TV specials for Christmas and everything. How can you not have a problem? How can you have a problem with Charlie Brown? Well, apparently somebody did. There is a legal wrangling which is coming to head right now, and it has to do with a government-owned facility in Michigan, and this facility is being asked to provide a written apology to two residents of a senior center whose personal comments about Christmas were censored. Now, the letter from First Liberty Institute asks for the apology to Joan Wilson and Wilma Wells, residents of the Kalkaska Senior Living Center in Kalkaska, Michigan. And apparently during last year's holiday season, the seniors read to children who visited from that health center's child development center and preschool's Great Start Readiness Program. Apparently, one resident read Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas without incident. The other one apparently read excerpts from A Charlie Brown Christmas and then asked the children if they knew why we celebrate Christmas, and one of the teachers accompanying the students said, no, we won't go there. We're not allowed to talk about that. I guess she was thinking these are all future Muslims. Alrighty. Apparently, you've probably seen all these shows on Discovery Channel about cloning the mammoth, where they're going out and trying to find usable, recoverable DNA from a woolly mammoth. And they get closer and they get closer and they get closer. Well, apparently, in this last very well-preserved woolly mammoth, it's 28,000 years old, these cells are showing biological signs of life. Doesn't mean they have DNA, doesn't mean they can clone. We'll be right back after these few words.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on through here. There's been this electric car breakthrough. Apparently, there's a new battery coming from Innolith AG, and it's an inorganic battery technology, and they've announced the world's first 1,000 watt-hour per kilogram rechargeable battery. That is a lot of energy per kilogram here. And it's been developed in the company's German laboratory, and it would enable a range of up to 621 miles of range on a single charge in an electric car. That would be just absolutely amazing. I remember when BBC's Top Gear, when it was still with the original cast, they did a show on electric cars, and of course, Jeremy Clarkson, being a petrol head, was very down on the electric car and just going on and on about how often you had to stop and recharge it. And the batteries have always been kind of a weak link in the electric car technology. But the batteries are now catching on up. This probably has implications beyond electric cars, because one of the issues that you have with solar power and windmills is where do you store the surplus power until you really need it? So it's moving forward. Now, personally, I think electric cars are the wave of the future. And I also understand there's another type of battery out there. It's a lithium air battery that's doing great as well. All righty. Okay, this is a funny story. We're into the science stuff right now. As you know, there's a lot of people asking, is there life out there in space? Of course, we already know from Viking, yes, there is. Apparently, they're having a big problem on the International Space Station because it is a closed environment. It's not like they can open the windows and air it out during spring cleaning. And apparently, it's developed quite a healthy population of various bacterial scums, if you will, mold, to the point where it's actually starting to corrode some of the metal on the station. So that probably was something that wasn't really being thought about a lot when the station was being built, but hopefully it'll be thought about a little in the future. Now, NASA wants to go back to the moon, and according to this story from the Express in Great Britain, for whatever it's worth, there are serious suggestions that one of the returns to the moon go back to the landing site of the Apollo 11 and recover one of the bags of human waste that was left on the moon in order to see how the microbes and germs inside have survived or adapted. Maybe. Maybe. I'm just going to take a guess here. With the solar wind and the proton bombardment, I'm going to say no, they didn't. People are still talking about that Indian satellite test, and NASA has told India that blowing up one of its own satellites with a ballistic missile was a terrible thing that created 400 pieces of space debris. They're in a high inclination orbit. Now, India did do one thing that was smart. The satellite that was the target was coming up from the south, and the interceptor came from the north. So hopefully very few pieces went into permanent orbit, but they are going to be coming down, probably have been coming down for the last few days. But Jim Bridenstine, head of NASA, said some of the debris is actually possibly creating a threat to the International Space Station. Bridenstine said the explosion had created 60 pieces of debris large enough to track, meaning 6 inches or larger. And of those, 24 are moving to a position where they could threaten the ISIS. Told you it's a bad idea to have war in space. What can I do? What can I tell you? All right. Hackers have cracked online defenses and gained access to high-value data in just 2 hours during a test of British universities' resilience to cyber attacks, which sounds to me like not very. And it seems like they can't get the situation under control, or maybe they just don't want to spend the money. Or maybe people just make mistakes, or they get bribed. Unfortunately, if your information is on somebody's computer somewhere, they can get at it. They can absolutely get at it. So the tests were carried out by so-called ethical hackers from JISC, a government-funded agency that provides universities and colleges with digital support. Within the time frame, they had a 100% track record of penetrating the defenses and accessing personal data. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just had a slight GPS type thing. I was reading over on foreignpolicy.com. I don't know if this is an admission of a failure or what, but they were talking about whenever Vladimir Putin gets near a naval port that he scrambles or they scramble somewhere or somehow the GPS to where he can't actually be found. And I was wondering, are they tracking him that much?
I would imagine so, but scrambling the GPS wouldn't work so much as scrambling the radar.
Well, yeah, but it's like, to me, it's like, well, you know, to me, I would say, well, that's so that he couldn't be pinpointed in case there was an attack. It reminded me of the Donald Cook, you know.
I understand what you're saying here, but on the aircraft, you know, the GPS information is for the pilot's use and for the flight director's use. And I don't know that it's transmitted outside the aircraft. It may be. I wouldn't really see. I can see what the point on that might be. But, yeah, they might just turn it off so that he can't be tracked.
Yeah, just they said that whenever he gets near a naval port, and I just thought, well, you know, that was kind of interesting that they'd say that. And to me, it was like, well, they're at, you know, they're actively tracking where he's at all the time, you know.
Well, they're going to be able to see him on the radar, even with just a skin paint. I don't know. And why just naval ports? And by the way, I'm sure that probably other heads of state have similar systems to obscure their location when they're whizzing across the world.
Right, yeah. I just thought it was an interesting story there, you know. All right, well, that's all I wanted to say for you. Okay there?
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah. Okay, so here we are. Now, we're talking about computers and security. Apparently, major browsers are now going to prevent disabling of click tracking. Newer versions of Chrome, Safari, and Opera will no longer allow you to disable hyperlink auditing, which is a concern for those seeking maximum privacy. Some of these browsers previously allowed you to disable this feature. The newer versions, you are not given the choice. You villainous are tracking. Seek heil, seek heil, seek heil, seek heil. So far, only Brave and Firefox currently disable hyperlink auditing by default, and don't seem to have any plans on enabling it in the future. One of the nastiest bits of ransomware out there is called Planetary, and it's called that because it commonly uses the name of planets for the extensions added to the encrypted files' names. But apparently, over at MSSoft, they have released a decryptor for the Planetary ransomware family that allows you to decrypt your files for free. And that's good work for them, and I'm glad to see it happening. But again, considering how much damage is being done to the economy by ransomware, the risk of life in the case of hospitals who are hit by ransomware, it seems like the attitude come from the U.S. government is a big, eh, who cares? Now, remember, Kaspersky Lab came on out and said that the Equation Group Hacker Collective seemed to track back to the NSA. So maybe all this malware and ransomware and everything, it's a project of the United States government. It's another way to plunder wealth from the American people, because they're broke and they're deeply, deeply in debt. Over at Google, they set up what was called an artificial intelligence ethics board, which is how do we get artificial intelligence systems to behave ethically. And apparently, after just 1 week, they've shut it down because base logic and problem solving apparently see ethics as a hindrance. And that is a dangerous warning sign about just where we should allow AI to be getting into. All right. Over in Great Britain, there's this professor, Chris Exley of Keele University, and apparently he infuriated health experts by telling parents that the aluminum in vaccines, and yes, there is aluminum in vaccines, given to babies to protect them from diseases such as whooping cough and even in the human papillomavirus virus given to teenagers may cause severe and disabling autism. It provoked outrage. Outrage, do you hear? We're outraged. And his research fundings have now been cut. Now, that is not science. Science is you look at all sides of an argument and then you come to a conclusion. There's the thesis, there's the antithesis, and out of that comes the synthesis, the new knowledge. But apparently the thesis is vaccines are good for you, and anybody who wants to look at the antithesis, no, shut them down. Shut them down. A little bit of good news, though, on the vaccine situation. Remember up in Rockland County, where unvaccinated children had been banned from public places, including schools and daycare centers. And it turned out to be an overreaction, because while Rockland was saying that there were hundreds of suspected measles cases, it turned out there were only really two. And two lawsuits were filed by parents of unvaccinated children, and the judge rules in their favor and says, the ban can't be enforced. And again, if your children are vaccinated and the vaccines actually work, then why do you care if there's an unvaccinated child there? There's another article that we had up on whatreallyhappened.com that's just going down the long list of these eruptions of major diseases in populations that have been vaccinated. Measles, whooping cough, things like that. Another article, this one basically saying that the more you mix vaccines together, the greater the risk of damage. I remember in the movie Vax, they were talking about the triple MMR vaccine and how the damage seemed to be much less if you took the vaccine separately. One for measles, wait a bit, one for mumps, wait a bit, one for rubella. And how the pharmaceutical companies just stopped manufacturing the single-dose vaccines. So parents had no choice. You have to have the MMR, the government says. You have to have the MMR. It's just a racket here. Over in India, in the city of Churu, Rajasthan, which is in northern India, there was this amazing giant sandstorm that just came looming in. It looked biblical. They got it on video. It's out there. And unfortunately, a lot of sand in it, sweeping away crops. And that's going to be a problem because we're looking at food shortages all over the planet right now. Over here in the United States, we're still recovering from those floods. Some of them are still ongoing over in the Midwest. Hundreds of millions of dollars in crops destroyed by flooding, and farmers are being told there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. You're on your own. Now, over and above the crop damage, there are billions of dollars in damage to farm equipment, infrastructure, roads, levees that failed. And if they hadn't really suffered enough, there's a new winter storm coming on in. Let's see. This is the 8th of April. This is Winter Storm Wesley. It is going to bring blizzard conditions to the plains and the upper Midwest starting on Wednesday, including potential blizzard conditions. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. All right. Looking back over the last winter here, the October through March U.S. afternoon temperatures were the third coldest on record. And about three-quarters of the U.S. has been below normal temperatures for the past 6 months. Almost the entire U.S. has been above normal precipitation for the past 6 months. And it's all coming together. Mother Nature can definitely be unhappy. Up in the Arctic, the volume of Arctic sea ice is very close to the median over the past 12 years and continues to grow. Okay. Oh, I mentioned this one before. The International Bac Station is teeming with bacteria and fungi that can cause diseases and could even corrode the spacecraft. Apparently, the bacteria form biofilms that could promote antibiotic resistance and even stop spacecraft parts from working correctly. Well, that's definitely going to be a factor the next time you design one of these. I forget exactly when they're planning on decommissioning the ISS. I mean, it's a shame to do, but, you know, they don't last forever up there. I mean, the entire outside is just covered with all these micrometeorite craters. In fact, there was a scary incident where some astronauts who were doing an EVA were going back into the airlock, and they looked down at their gloves, and the protective outer glove, not the pressure glove, the protective outer glove was just shredded. And what they realized had happened is as they were using the handrails to pull end over end, those handrails were just pockmarked with all these micrometeorite craters that had very, very sharp edges. Now, you're probably going to see a lot of stories about this. I think we may be looking at a little bit of hype, but I do think it does need to be reported on. There is a fungal infection. It is drug resistant. It's called Candida auris. It has a 50% lethality rate. And it's causing severe illnesses in hospitalized patients around the world. And even worse, a lot of people are concerned that the spores from this fungal infection are actually being caught up in the hospital's ventilation system and basically blown outside. So with the overuse of antibiotics, the evolutionary rise of superbugs has begun. This appears to be one. Candida auris does not respond to antifungal drugs, making it difficult to treat. In some patients, the infection is so deep that the yeast causing it can enter the bloodstream and spread throughout the body. Now, I think I mentioned this a little bit before. Discovery Channel had this live broadcast of Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown with Dr. Zahi Hawass, who's the expert on Egyptology, and they were excavating a newly discovered tomb, and they went down in there with the cameras and actually showed the opening of the sarcophagus on TV. And I noticed that they were all putting on these face masks when they opened the lid of the sarcophagus. Personally, I think Zahi Hawass and Josh Gates took theirs off too soon. The reason for that is very simple. Did you know that the spore for anthrax can survive inside a sarcophagus for 3,000 years? And there's a lot of people who suspect that many of the strange deaths that followed the opening of the tomb of Tutankhamun, the curse of the mummy, were actually infections from inhalation of spores for which their bodies were not prepared to deal with. And of course, back in that day and age, there were no antibiotics. So they were being careful. I think they should have been more careful. But it is a great show, and I imagine Discovery, having put that much money into it, will rerun it, and I would recommend it. I would definitely recommend it. All right, and a little bit of a sad story here, and normally I don't do entertainment news, but this involves an actor known as Dennis Day, who was one of the original Mouseketeers back in the mid-1950s. And he would have turned 76 Sunday, or actually yesterday. He went missing in July of 2018. And they searched his home. They couldn't find anything. They found his car 200 miles away in the possession of two people that nobody seemed to know who they were or how they got the car. That was the bizarre part. Well, apparently, they found a body inside Dennis Day's home. Why it took them this long to do it, they're not really saying anything. There's a lot that's not being reported about this. They still have not officially confirmed it's him, but pretty much as everybody's saying, yeah, it's got to be him. And like I said, normally I don't do entertainment news, but I knew and worked with Dennis in the 1970s at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair and various amusement park gigs in Southern California. And he was a great guy. Although he was very frustrated, he could not shed his Mouseketeer image. He was concerned that would follow him for the rest of his life, as apparently it did, because in all the stories talking about him, there's always that picture of him in his little mouse ears. And that story about the car bothers me. Like, why weren't those two people arrested for car theft? All right. But, yeah, that's a little sad. And get to be my age, you start looking back at all the people you've known who are no longer with us. You start looking at your watch saying, how much more time do I have? Okay, so apparently they're now saying that the polls in Israel are now neck and neck. That Gantz does not have a significant lead over Netanyahu, which I think Leila had it right. Netanyahu knows how to play the game, and he's probably going to win his re-election. Okay. Where to talk to... Excuse me. Apparently, Chris Matthews is having a little bit of a panic, and he's issued a dire warning that unless the Democrats stop attacking Trump and start talking about the issues, that they could actually hand Trump a landslide victory in 2020. Well, it won't mean anything unless there's a landslide victory in the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi is already saying there is no way we will lose control of the House of Representatives, not while there is still one illegal immigrant at large inside this great country. So it's getting kind of interesting over there. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to break our normal one call per day per caller, and we're going to go back to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, I understand you have a question.
Mike, I got a question. I don't know how much time I got left, but I actually got two questions. Mike, on the Sultan of Brunei, it's the Belt and the Road. You got insulted by the British, and that's all you need to know. Don't ever insult the King of Brunei or the Sultan of Brunei, and got to move on against the West there. And then, Mike, on Israel, you had that caller Jim said about miracles. Mike, I think it's a miracle Assad is still there, thanks to the Iranians, the Russians, and Hezbollah, and the Syrian army. That's the miracle. You know?
Well,
hey, Mike,
you know,
do you find, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Jim was out there trying to basically justify Israel, you know, in biblical terms. And as I said before, I don't think foreign policy should be conducted based on the writings of Bronze Age goat herders.
Mike, was it a miracle that they found Israeli mortars in the armaments of ISIS or Stinger and TOW missiles from the U.S.? Is that a miracle?
No, it's not a miracle. It's just, you know, it's just the way these things get done. It's just more proof that ISIS and Al-Qaeda were working as proxies for the United States against Syria. And while I don't like to use the word miracle, it is amazing and I might add gratifying that Assad is, in fact, still in power. But I'm very concerned about that story of 10,000 U.S. combat troops just across the border in Iraq.
And before I let you go, Mike, what about where Israel and the United States flies over Syrian army and or they fly over ISIS to bomb the Syrian army? Is that a miracle? Come on, people. You know, I mean, we all know what's going on. You know, we live in the real world, okay? Not fantasy land, you know? You got good people and bad people on the planet. And it seems like the bad people, we know who the bad people are doing these things. You know, has nothing to do with miracles or not. You know, Mike? And we're arming very bad people. And we're the ones arming them. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good finish to the show there.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And, yeah, absolutely. Bad people are doing bad things. We know the real agenda for all these wars. And the propagandists are trying to convince you that there's some other more noble purpose for all the bloodshed. Whether it's, you know, bringing democracy to this country or saving that country from an evil, cruel tyrant, or because somewhere in some religious text it says that we will not be allowed to go to heaven unless we do whatever. Did you know the origin of Palm Sunday? Probably a lot of you don't. Well, in Europe, there weren't any palm trees. But when you went off to fight in the Crusades, one of the things that you could do is bring back a palm branch, and if you took care of it and dried it out, it would last a very long time. And on Palm Sunday, you would bring it with you to church to basically sort of show everybody you had been to the Holy Land and you had fought in the Crusades, slaughtering the Saracens. And again, the people who do the fighting are never told the real reason for the fight. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Please keep talking peace and the folly of war to everybody around you. We've got to become a voice for peace in this land. We really do. We can't just sit back and let this disaster happen. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.